forests, scientists are looking at different ways of protecting the Tongass ecosystem while logging continues. Ecologists, biologists, and other specialists are comparing notes and debating ideas on the forest's future at this week's Tongass Science Conference in Juneau. University of Washington professor Jerry Franklin says one approach is to leave what he calls structural elements standing. That means preserving some of the older forest within harvested areas.
Certainly, it relates to maintaining wildlife and other elements of biological diversity, fungi, bugs, the whole bit. But it also maintains a lot of important functions in terms of, for example, the way in which the forest can help retain nutrients, maintain soil stability, etc.
Another approach is to focus more on protecting watersheds. Ken Lertzman of British Columbia's Simon Fraser University says that maintains ecological connections. He says it can work in the Tongass Island and ocean environment as well as in BC's mainland.
I think if we can capture a reserve system that both reflects ecological processes like those linking marine and freshwater systems with terrestrial systems, as well as the historical evolutionary mechanisms that led to the peculiar and interesting patterns of diversity, then you'd have a very strong system that supported both ecological function and the protection of species.
Tongass Science Conference organizers plan to compile their findings into a book to share their research and conclusions. The event is being organized by Audubon Alaska and the Nature Conservancy, working with the U.S. Forest Service and other government agencies.